Another thing the Lord said, and I don't have this in my notes, but he said to tell you to get rid of stinking thinking, skunk scent thinking. And that is that I can't do anything. I'm stuck here. This is all I can do. I don't have enough of this. I don't have enough of that. Don't you know you are my child, and I will not withhold from you any good that I have planned for you. If you're willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. I am the Lord your God. I am Jehovah Jireh, your provider. My grace is sufficient for you. So he says, wherever you are, he said, I don't want you there this time next week. I started to say next year. He said, this time next week, move out. Say, Lord, I will move out at your command. Think about this. If Israel had stayed on the other side of Jordan, of that river, they never made a move. They never would have inherited the promised land that God promised them. Say, always, I always do what God says to do. And then after that, when we came to it is done, you got to finish something before it's done. John 19 and 30. John 19 and 30. Let's move there quickly. John 19 and 30. And this is from the King James, I think. When Jesus, therefore, had received the vinegar, that's when he was on the cross, he said, it is finished. And he bowed his head and gave up the ghost. We need to go to the cross with ourself. Say myself, my way, my will. We need to take it all to the cross. Leave it there. So God, I give it to you. I am finished with doing what I want to do. I do according to your word and according to your will. Say, I'm yours, Lord. And that's more than a song, you know. It has to be a lifestyle. I'm yours, Lord. So when Jesus said, it is finished, salvation was complete. He had to go in the grave and rise again, and all of our salvation was complete. Everything that you ever need, he paid for. Can you imagine? I've seen it happen. I remember Dr. Freeman, you remember Dr. Freeman here, number 2009, I think it was. But I saw on his program for, I think it was Christmas, and they were giving help to families, and they just turned them loose in the store. Get anything you want. Anything you want. And that's what God says, I have unlimited provisions. Say, I have unlimited provisions. But you got to learn to access it. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. So when you come to the point when you say, I always do what God says to do, then it will be finished that all that you need will come to you. You will have the wisdom of God. You have the Holy Spirit in you to teach you and guide you. And when you don't know, you say, Lord, I want to know. I need this. You are my strength. You are my wisdom. Tell me what to do, how to do, when to do. And it is already finished. He'll just point you to the scripture, or he'll lead you to the person, who can help you to do that. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say already. It is done. Already. John 17 and 4 Amplified. John 17 and 4 Amplified. And it says, I have glorified you down here on the earth by completing the work you gave me to do. And then 5, he said, now, Father, glorify me together with yourself, with the glory and majesty that I had with you before the world existed. So you're saying, God, today, say today, March 26, 11:34 a.m. I yield myself to you to do always what you want me to do. Always please you in my even thought life. Even in my thought life. You know, you could be thinking something now and nobody knows what you're thinking, but God knows. He knows whether that's a good thought. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Everybody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I didn't hear you shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we read in Ephesians chapter 2, and let's go back there. Ephesians chapter 2. And we want to read from the New Living Translation. Because what God is requiring of us is not to be played with. We've got to commit to something. We have too many people in church that are not committed to being here, supporting the church. We've been in session almost 40 years, and there are people who have been here 20, 25, even 30 years and haven't learned to tithe yet. That's not putting you down. That's just reminding you, you need to do the word. You have to do the word to get word access, to get word results. That stinking thinking that I was talking about, you have to renew your mind with the word so you won't think the way you used to think. You have to renew your mind with the word every day like you have to take a bath. If you go days and days without taking a bath, you will have skunk scent on you. And that's the way your thinking is. If you're not renewing the mind with the word, and young people and then older young people too, on whatever you own on social media, and it's not good, it's not godly, it's not the word. How do you expect to get answers from God when you don't know him? You have no word in you. In my pocket right now, I could not go to the store and even buy a sucker, a candy bar, because this is all I have in my pocket. So I can't ask God for what he has for me if I hadn't put it in my heart what he said. Sometimes you have to fuss a little bit. Are you listening? I so want to remember when I was teaching, I had this class, and it was a bunch of boys who could care less about Shakespeare or much of anything else. But it looked like to me if I could just cut a hole in their head and just pour Shakespeare into them, they would at least know something. I can't cut a hole in your head, but I can preach the gospel and require of you to demand of yourself to put down that takes you away from God. If it's a game that you own, if it's something on social media, Facebook, that you own and it's taking you away from God, it's time to cut it off. We've been on a TV fast for a month at our house. Bishop Justin, I'm watching it. So when he's gone sometime, I turn it on. But when he walks in, I turn it off. No. I don't want to. He'll say, you don't have to. I'll go somewhere else. I don't want to trouble him. But what I found is freeing. I don't have to try to watch this at a certain time. I'm free. Try it. You'll like it.